I'm going to talk a little bit about just broad tax policy, revenue policy. And as we all know, good revenue policy doesn't always translate into what is politically possible. And if we want to land on good, solid revenue policy, we need to look at the principles that go with that, and that is broad-based, low rate, not pyramiding taxes, and so forth. And over the years, that's got mixed up a little bit, and there's been politics injected into it, and so we've created some perverse revenue policies, in my opinion. And reversing those are very difficult just because of the politics. And I'll give you a couple of examples, and I'm hoping we can rectify these over the next several years. It may take even a decade to rectify some of this, but and maybe it'll never happen because of the politics. One of them was the gas tax. So the gas tax used to pay for all the roads, all the capacity in projects, and now $500 million of road money comes out of what we call general fund type of revenue streams, the sales tax. And you're not paying for the full cost of driving on the road. It's subsidized. And that's, if you're paying the real cost of driving on the road at the pump or some other fashion where there's a direct relation, it might be an incentive to drive less because your gasoline would cost more. And when you subsidize something like that, you incentivize use, and consequently we have to build bigger roads and so forth to accommodate that. But good revenue policy would be you use the roads, you pay for the roads. And we haven't done that. We're using sales tax revenue that people don't connect out there in the public with driving on the road. And most people think that the gas tax pays for the roads or that we're using some of the gas tax to fund other parts of government, which is totally false. So that's one issue. Income, let me just talk about income tax for just a minute. Income tax is a tax on productivity. I believe it's probably the worst tax that we can implement in a revenue policy because you're hurting, the incentive is not to be as productive by taxing that income. But we have an income tax, and it goes to education. So it's going to be very difficult to ever get rid of income tax here in the state of Utah. But there are states all over the country that are addressing the income tax issue. They're either lowering income taxes. Even Illinois, a blue state, lowered their rate from 5 to 3.5% not too long ago. I think it's been about a year ago. Maybe it's been a little bit longer. And that's the pressure that we have. And so thinking that we're going to raise income tax rates here in Utah is the wrong way to go, in my opinion, because it'll put us in we won't be as competitive as other states that are reducing their income tax, giving incentive for businesses to locate there. And then, of course, we've got our nice federal income tax rates that are out through the roof, corporate income tax rate, one of the highest in the world. The United States is going to have to do something about that if they're going to maintain a competitive, be competitive in the world economy. We used to be competitive because we have a great education system and our people got educated. And we were able to produce and do that. But now we don't have that advantage like we used to have. We're not smarter than other people across the world. When people have the opportunity those people excel, just like we had the opportunity through the 20th century to excel. Our 20th century. We excelled because we had opportunity. You give other people that same opportunity, they're going to have the same advantage. And we're suffering from that right now because a lot of those jobs that we once relished, the manufacturing jobs, and have gone to other countries, and there's other reasons, but they go because somebody will do it for less money and do it with as much quality as anybody else in the world. And we have to deal with that at some point. And income tax is a perverse incentive. I hope we don't see the income tax rates being changed here in Utah unless it's on a downward trajectory. And I'm a big fan of the flat tax. That's my personal opinion. Let's do away with the deductions and so forth, because when you do away with those deductions, you actually stabilize that revenue stream. It broadens the base, and that's good revenue policy based on principle. But politically, that's very difficult also. Sales tax. Before I leave income tax, though, we've had a bill before the legislature, which I'm in favor of, that single sales factor. And I believe the Senate's in favor of it. It's just a matter of funding it in our static fiscal note environment. In a dynamic fiscal note, there's some benefits to it. Probably don't completely overcome the loss in revenue. But the last time I looked, if we did optional single sales factor, it'd be about $60 million. But then we wouldn't be punishing people for having property and employment here in the state. They would be taxed on their sales, the proportion of their sales in the state versus worldwide sales. So I believe that that's going to get legs even further as we move ahead, especially if we get into a situation like we did in 2007, where there was a complete tax reform and we packaged it in one bill. That would be a great thing to stick into a bill like that and package that. It would be a lot easier politically to pass. Last thing is sales tax. Economic life has come before the legislature. It is a great policy, in my opinion, to do away with that economic life issue because we're just pyramiding taxes by taxing businesses on their investment. That doesn't make any sense to me economically, but the problem with getting rid of it is it narrows the base. And we need to be broadening the base for sales tax and need to be looking at ways to broaden that base. And then at that point, I think you can actually pass the economic life because when you narrow the base, then the pressure on any increases focus on that narrow base, and those people that are left in that narrow base are unfairly, the result of that tax is unfair to them versus other businesses in the economy. And one of our biggest problems is remote sales tax, and that is an issue that needs to be solved. It's eroding our sales tax base. Either we need to find another way to tax, not income tax, and replace that that revenue because of the loss of base, or we need to have a resolve with this remote sales tax. And we had a couple of bills this last session that didn't get passed. I'm sure they'll come up again. Congress is trying to address this issue, but they're in their logjam. And I don't give a ton of hope that they'll solve this in the near term. We can continue to be optimistic, and I want to be optimistic with all those who think that the Congress is going to do it this year, but their record is not really good on this issue. So a federal resolve to it, I don't see that happening anytime soon either. That's the environment that we're dealing with on a revenue policy basis, tax issues. We continue to leave the the property tax up to the local entities out there, except for the statewide assessment for education. And so we don't usually get ourselves involved in there with that policy, except for making it as transparent and having the public involved in that policy as much as possible, like truth in taxation and so forth, which is, I believe, a great system that we have for property taxes here in Utah. And the way we do it with a certified rate versus allowing it to fluctuate with the value of property is a really good way to go. It creates a stable revenue stream, a predictable revenue stream. It fits right there in those principles of taxation. If there's such a good thing, if there's such a thing as good taxation, that's a good way to go. Broaden the base, making it transparent, making it simple, letting people be involved in that process. I'm not sure without a holistic approach to maybe another big tax reform that will get some of these things done, but I'm hoping that we can work on something and over the next year or two come back and have our revenue policy in a better situation. There is one thing I forgot to mention, and that was sales tax on food. That was a mistake on a revenue policy basis. It reduced the base, made that revenue stream less volatile, made it more volatile, and maybe getting that back would help stabilize that revenue stream, might enable us to do some things we've wanted to do in pyramiding with business taxes and so forth. So we'll see what happens, and thank you for your time.